This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is Natalie Pinsham, and I will be reading summaries of articles on hydrocephalus and vascular disorders published by JNS Pediatrics on March 21st, 2014. Disruption of silicon valve housing in a Codman-Hakim precision valve with integrated siphon guard. A report of two cases by Peter Werdemann and David Cochrane. Shunt failure usually happens as a result of obstruction, breakage, disconnection, or infection. Rarely does it occur because the silicon housing of the valve has failed. This report describes two patients who had received shunts for hydrocephalus and who, at 6 weeks or 9 months after their last revision, presented with symptoms of shunt dysfunction and cerebrospinal fluid collections at the valve site due to a fractured silicon housing and a siphon guard disconnected from the Codman-Hakim precision flat-bottom valve. The FDA's MAUDE database and Health Canada's CMDSNet database have records of other patients in whom the silicon housing of this valve has failed. The cause of the valve failure is not clear, suggesting that the Codman-Hakim precision valves with integrated siphon guard are delicate devices that do not withstand the intraoperative handling tolerated by other valve types. The cases featured in this report point to the importance of the surgeon's role in the post-market surveillance of medical devices and the reporting of device failures. In light of this particular pattern of valve failure, the authors recommend that the manufacturer redesigns this valve to tolerances characteristic of other valves on the market. Clinical course of untreated pediatric brainstem cavernous malformations, hemorrhage risk and functional recovery. A clinical article by Da Li and colleagues. This study was performed to investigate the clinical appearance of untreated pediatric brainstem cavernomas and to identify hemorrhage risks and functional outcomes. A total of 85 pediatric patients with a diagnosis of brainstem cavernoma between 1985 and 2012 were evaluated. At diagnosis, 67 patients had prior hemorrhages, and 6 patients were asymptomatic. During a total of 401.6 patient years of follow-up, 47 hemorrhages occurred in 37 patients. The annual hemorrhage rate was 11.7% per patient year. The mean hemorrhage interval was 47.8 months. The hemorrhage risk declined over time, especially after the first 2 years. Both a lesion size of at least 2 centimeters and the presence of perilesional edema predicted future hemorrhage and were associated with a high annual hemorrhage rate. At the most recent functional evaluation, 33 patients had improved, 32 had stabilized, and 20 worsened, without any deaths. 22 patients obtained a full recovery. Prospective hemorrhage was the adverse predictor for full recovery. Full recovery primarily occurred within the first 12 months, after which the chance of a full recovery decreased. The authors found that the hemorrhage rate was relatively high in pediatric brainstem cavernomas, although the functional outcome was acceptable. Referral bias and the insufficient follow-up period of the study were stressed. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.